I would like to hear your opinions and any national developments and all the things of what you think we should go forward with Govartis, what new services we have to use cases. I don't know. You want to introduce in your network, or you are planning or thinking about. So I would like to ask you to speak about this. Actually, I have one in IIF where we have video archive and streaming, and we would like to somehow extend this functionality with simple solution to be able to stream a teacher from a computer or from a browser and somehow create a translation between MBackDash and RTC media. So this is our use case, but we are thinking about HLS, whatever, so something streaming. Other use cases.
I don't have a comment on your suggestion there, but I can tell you what my next step is.
Okay.
I'm trying to collect together user interface layouts that have worked really well. And I want to put together some official user testing for different shapes when people have got different objectives for the different use cases. So if you've seen any really great examples of something that works really well for whatever reason, then let me know and I'll try and insert this into our user testing program. We're going to get some students working on this and pick out 5 or 6 designs, layouts that work really well for whatever purpose. And then probably, like in mConf, where you can choose your layout and then save it, and then import and export the different designs. I want to be able to do that or something like that. It's just the seed of an idea of mine.
So one, there are different use cases, I guess, so different use cases for different layouts? And
yeah.
This is your plan?
Yeah, either layouts that are really satisfied very well, or new suggestions for use cases that we can try and design something cool. Often there are only subtle differences, but sometimes it's a success or failure.
Okay.
Warn everybody out.
Yeah, I see.
Well, I'm thinking, don't look at me, I just produced a report with a lot of
things. Oh, I know, I saw that. That's a start.
Yeah. Any comments to or standard thing? So, is there any interest in the community to continue, or should we continue? Because this is a big question also. So, would you use this service if we provide such a service, and will be enough interest? Because I only want to implement and put effort if there is a real usage will appear. And so, actually, I'm only one user. But I look for the others, so they want to consider to use.
We are very interested in having this standard service in place for different use cases. Or some examples integrating WebRTC in different web portals, and it's quite easy to implement, but it's always some turn service which we need to work this out, that it worked in fact. And if we have a stable service, we want to use this. So there are several use cases in Norway for this, and important for us. We have several small use cases, for example, providing call buttons on websites for participating in traditional audio-only conferences. So we wanted to have a web front end for this additional. And for this, we also need a Stunturn service, which is secure. And so we need something. And we would be very happy to have such service just available.
What others? So, Finland, what are your opinion or do you plan any such installation or WebRTC related?
Emails. Well, I think we need a little more time to consider.
Okay.
I guess that's the bottom line. It appears that this service is a must sometimes, so it's like this. But, that's perhaps too early to say that it is. It is
well, if I could comment on that, it's kind of like the chicken and egg problem. If you don't have a Stunturn service, then you will never see a situation in which your institutions are actually going to be actively developing WebRTC applications or deploying those types of simple plugins that you also see popping up. I did a check something like an hour ago, and for Moodle you have like a simple WebRTC plugin. I know there's a couple of them for Etherpad. It wouldn't surprise me if for each and every popular content management system you have WebRTC plugins. Well, for those to work, you need a Stunturn service. And I can tell you exactly what happens if you don't have that. Then you get the reaction that we got from our colleagues that manage the collaboration platform that we have. They stumbled over it and thought, hey, that's pretty cool. They installed it, then someone tested it, noticed that, well, 3 out of 5 participants don't have audio or video, so it doesn't work, and they switched it off again without ever asking us why that might be. So that's what you get. And I would say, well, we have the egg, so if we kind of like put it in a nice little bed and put a heating lamp on it, and possibly it will grow into a chicken, which we could then obviously slaughter and turn into chicken soup and have a good dinner out of.
Yes, it appears to be a must.
Okay, and the others, so maybe Spain, what are your opinions? Some time to think about. You are providing such service, or does anybody providing such service internally in the run? We are the only one who are using Stunturn internally.
Okay. So it will be relevant if you want to develop some kind of services for WebRTC, and if we want to support a community around it, we should have such a service. And it's easy to install a Turn server on yourself, but you can't have it in production because of the authentication problems. So you have the public user credentials and such things, and this is the difficult part to do. And if there's already a service and you have a documentation and a web API, so it's quite good to have such service. But if there's no need in the community to develop this WebRTC.
I can share with you. We have recently licensed from Pexip software based MCU, and it is a need service. So it is not giving, as far as I understand, Dart service and Stunt service and what is distributed around the world. So it is giving some internal things, but it is not only located inside the Paxiv. So you could configure and use with this, and maybe this could be we are the first user. We could configure this and use like a product with this. And sometimes it works. For example, the participant from Intel couldn't join to us without such terms. First, he tried without term, and the connection is not very solid. And after setting up this term, the quality was bad. But this is another story. And we use a very different thing now. But the connection is established using this way. We don't have turn server in China, which is the problem, actually. So to the user. Okay. If there is nothing else, then let's close this and I have a few slides.